Oh, my darling. I will never have enough of you. Would you mind opening the curtains for me? I want to look at the stars. Oh, is it the blood moon already? My sweet little werewolves will be having the time of their lives tonight. Oh, it's some kind of pagan festival. They make campfires in the forest, get drunk, and howl all night long. Something to do with the death of an ancestor, or honoring their long-dead goddess. I just hope no unlucky souls get in their way. They tend to be a little on the savage side on nights like these. But don't fret, my love. Charlo always makes sure they stay in line. Now, come back to bed. I love feeling your arms around me. I did, didn't I? And I meant it too, my darling. I love you more than I have loved any other in my long, long life. Why do I love you? Because you're everything I want. And I know your life won't slip through my hands because of those accursed roses. You're strong, magnificent to behold, and warm, so very warm. Your blood is the richest, the finest I have ever tasted. And I want you at my side, now and always. No. Not like Seraphina. Well before I knew what she actually was. She was a gift, freely given. And I treat my possessions however I please. She was an object, and she has outlived her purpose. So I discarded her. Have you forgotten that she sought to kill you and steal your soul? I doubt you wept for her. I certainly didn't. But you need not concern yourself with her fate, my love. Turn your gaze towards the future. Our future. As equals? My, you are just too adorable. What is wrong? You may be a cut above the rest, but you're still only human, with all of your mortal imperfections. I love you, but until you consent to become a vampire like myself, the power between us will always be at an imbalance. You will always be beneath me. But in time, when the night comes that you consent to join me in the dance macabre of the vampire court, then, and only then, will you be truly worthy of standing by my side. The vampire king won't know what hit him. I hope I'm not interrupting. The blood moon is in position. The werewolves are drunk on her light. They're baring their teeth and we are ready to strike. Keep your mind focused. Remember what she really is. Do not succumb to her charms. What say you, Hunter?
I love you so much. You love me too, don't you?
Hunter! Are you ready to take this monster down?
You do. Oh, my darling.
I knew you felt the same. Let's go dancing in the ballroom. What? What is that? What in the hell is going on? No. No. It's the Vampire King. He's come to finish what he started. Get dressed, get your weapons, and stay behind me. We'll head downstairs and see what's going on. Sarah, damn it. Shiloh, where are you? Shiloh! I thought this time would be different. Because your life couldn't be stolen away from me. I thought that you would stay with me forever. I was a fool, wasn't I? But the biggest fool was you, for this repulsive betrayal. I offered you everything. Luxury and bottomless pleasure for 100 lifetimes. An eternity spent at my side. The honor of being my most treasured, my most beloved possession. Of becoming one of us. A member of the highest aristocracy in the world. You refuse what others would kill for, have killed for. All you had to do was accept your place at my feet. We could have been magnificent together. And you throw it all away for this broken, grotesque world. For those stupid, selfish mortals who spend their lives crawling in the dirt. You are so much more than that. You are the only mortal who is truly worthy of my love. You will always be mine. Your body, your mind, your blood is mine. Even now, as it wastefully splatters across the floor, every last drop is mine. Your blood is mine. The blood of the villagers is mine. The blood of your family is mine. For a moment there, I was almost compelled to catch you before your fall. You look rather lovely, lying amongst the rose bushes. I don't know what hurts more. The pain of your betrayal or your blade. I've had enough of this foolishness. I knew I shouldn't have played with my food.
Cease this fight and kneel.
You've become stronger, more resilient over this past year. Damn. You were planning this from the start, weren't you? I should have known you were too good to be true. You never loved me. Did you? Do it. Do it and end my endless centuries of loneliness. I don't know if that was mercy or poor aim, but I think I'll be taking my leave. Be wary, Hunter, and never forget. You will always be mine.
Hunter, where is the Countess? Fled. Are you sure?
Well, at least you wounded her gravely. I'm sure she'll find some cave to slither into before dawn comes. Oh, this isn't my blood. We lost a number of werewolves to the gargoyles protecting the castle. They'll join us in a moment. They're just busy picking off the last of the guards. Good question, Hunter. I'm not quite sure what will happen to the Countess. She'll probably find another goddamn noble to bunk up with, but it'll take centuries before she can show her face in society again. The werewolves and I will set up patrols around the villages and towns to make sure she's not going to antagonize them. My witches are stationed along the borders of Velsvania to make sure the magical wards aren't penetrated. We won, Hunter. I know this was a long time coming, and your patience was greatly appreciated, as was your betrayal. She almost seemed relieved. Honestly, that doesn't surprise me. Once she conquered Velsvania hundreds of years ago, her sole priorities were ruling, hoarding the wealth of the land, and finding new lovers to distract her from her boredom and loneliness. Boredom is dangerous when it comes to vampires. They become apathetic to the world around them, and overlook small instances that seem beneath their concern, often not realizing the danger they're in, until it's already far too late. I can imagine that even though you defeated her, embarrassed her, there's some part of the Countess who found this whole ordeal amusing. And despite this, I remember the way she looked at you. Be on guard, but know that she truly loved you. Oh, looks like someone took a tumble in the rose bushes. You have some petals still in your hair. The blue roses used to grow in abundance back in Umbramorn. I look forward to cultivating them again. The Countess forbade me from doing so. As you already know, they hold great power. But after all you've been through, you deserve to know that which only wolves and witches speak of. Would you like me to tell you the tale of where they come from? Well, not even I know for certain. But the legend goes that countless centuries ago, back when the world was young, when the first mortals lived in terror of the darkness of the woods, more than they do now, something, or someone, tore their way out of the ancient, untouchable realms of the divine. This wound between worlds bled across the land and stained the roses of the forest a piercing, unnatural blue, imbuing them with power both sacred and profane. The scars left behind became the ley lines. We witches discovered them a few thousand years ago and established our covens atop them. The roses are powerful, and you've seen for yourself what the ley lines can do when their power is abused. All witches theorize about what it was that clawed its way out into our world, and the terrible power they're capable of. From time to time, a witch will say that late at night, they've seen a silhouette in the forest. A woman, with eyes as blue as the roses. However, even after all these centuries, no one has yet conversed with her. But now is not the time for old fairy tales. We have bigger things to concern ourselves with.
Well, the bitch dead?
She's taken care of, but make sure your pack knows to keep an eye out for her, or any other allies. I've got Seraphina's remains locked away securely. So for now, the danger is past.
Well, I was hoping to add a skull to my collection, but I'll guess that I'll have to wait.
Don't worry, we'll sniff her out. With the witches back atop the ley lines, the werewolves freely roaming the woods, and the hunters helping to keep the peace among the people, Velsvania is in our hands again, my dear friends. Your family is waiting for you in the courtyard, Hunter. Finally, you are free.